You're listening to the Gym Class Podcast, KGYM Sports Radio.
Welcome into a busy Wednesday edition of the Gym Class here at KGYM. Presented by Tupaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at tupaco.com. We got a great show coming up for you. It is Caddy Smack on the Gym Class today on the eve of the United States Open at the Country Club in Brookline, Massachusetts. We will talk to Bob Herrig, golf writer for Sports Illustrated. He was at the LIV tournament last week in London. He is in Boston right now, getting ready for the U.S. Open. We will talk with Bob coming up in just a little bit. Brian Haas will join us, our resident pro on Caddy Smack. That'll be coming up in about 30 minutes or so. Your questions welcome for Brian at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. We'll talk golf with you on the program today. Got a lot of things to cover as we come your way at 1600 AM, 102.3 FM in Cedar Rapids, 106.3 FM in Iowa City, the KGYM radio stream, mobile app, and smart speaker as well. We also have the pair of tickets to the John Deere Classic in Silvis, Illinois, along with a one-day parking pass. We will have that up for grabs today as well. Start things off with some weather news for you. We do have a tornado watch that is in effect for most of the KGYM listening area, and that includes the following counties. Not only Linn County, as everything refreshed here in my phone. There we go. Benton County, Blackhawk County, Bremer County, Buchanan, Butler, Chickasaw, Clayton, Delaware, Dubuque, Fayette, Grundy, Howard, Jackson, Jones, Linn, Tama, and Winnesheek. Does not include Johnson County, the Linn County line, Benton County line. That is the southern extreme of the tornado watch. There is some rain. It's rather ominous looking outside right now. Western Iowa and Central Iowa got it last night, and we may have it tonight as far as a little bit of bumpy weather is concerned. So keep an eye on the sky tonight. Mark, you got a traffic update. Good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, Scott. Good afternoon to everyone out there. And I know some softball and or baseball games are switching JV and varsity games, moving the varsity game up. Check ahead with your school. Yeah, traffic update. Earlier today, there was a gas leak not far from our studios at the intersection of 6th Street and Wilson Avenue, or nearby there. Eliminating traffic there for a while. But since I just live a stone's throw from that intersection, I passed through there on the way to the studio. Traffic is moving in all four directions, Wilson Avenue and 6th Street. Now, if you're traveling 6th Street westward, there is still a crew on the western side of Wilson Avenue still doing some work. But it looks like the gas leak, the issues there have been repaired, fixed, or nearly fixed. But in terms of traffic goes, again, traffic moving in all four directions.
There you go. So thank you for that. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. As we will talk some golf with you in a moment. But it is a big local girls basketball day. Lots of news, as Jeff Linder put out earlier on Twitter. Who knew that a Wednesday afternoon in mid-June would be the biggest girls' basketball day that we have seen in quite a while? Comings and goings, if you will, today. First of all, friend of the show, friend of ours, Kenyon Murray, the former Hawkeye, father to Keegan and Chris and McKenna as well. And Demetrius Harper as well. Named the brand new girls basketball coach at Cedar Rapids Prairie, where he will coach his daughter for a couple of years. Now, Kenyon telling Jeff Linder of the Gazette, could be a two-year deal, could be beyond that. We'll just have to wait and see how it goes. But Kenyon was an assistant boys basketball coach to Jeremy Rickardson for a while, and is now going to take over the reins of the girls program over at Cedar Rapids Prairie. So congrats to Kenyon on that.
Yeah, indeed. He said it could be a 1 or 2 year deal. McKenna is a junior, going to be a junior anyway, and one of four starters back for the Prairie Hawks.
The Prairie's going to get some youngsters that are really, really good this year and next year.
And some might wonder, well, listen, Chris is still playing at Iowa, and Keegan's going to play in the NBA. You know, what if Keegan is in Chicago and whatnot? But Kenyon's said they're going to work it out. Chris and the Hawkeyes will play only 2 days opposite the Prairie Girls basketball team. So not a lot of conflict there. And Kenyon said, you know what? I'm married. The two of us will work it out.
There you go. And I think a good hire right there as far as Cedar Rapids Prairie is concerned. Also, that is a coming, a going. B.J. Mayer, the Hall of Fame coach down at Iowa City West, he is going to be leaving his coaching position. He is going to take over as the athletic director at West High for Craig Hegel. Craig Hegel is going to be moving on to Benton Community to become their athletic director. So a lot of movement. As far as that is concerned, West has four starters back from a really good, really good team from a year ago that made it to a regional final. Kind of got a raw end of the deal, having to take on a good West Des Moines Valley team in a regional final. West was among the top 10 teams in 5A last year. They will be this year, if not even better. And that's a jewel of a job that's opened up. We'll miss BJ on the sidelines, but as he said, he's going to be in a new position. And still working with a lot of people that he enjoys being around.
Yeah, interesting movements there. And no head coach has been named for Iowa City West. But unlike the case at City High,
Lindsay Barnard is now going to be the head coach. She's been the assistant coach for Bill McTaggart at City High. And Lindsay is now going to take over the head job for the Little Hawks. That announced today as well. So. Got a lot of moving pieces here in Eastern Iowa on the girls basketball front.
No doubt about it. And maybe we'll get Kenyon on here before long and talk to him. He's got the draft coming up with Keegan.
Got a lot of things on his plate
next
right
week.
Now.
He's got a lot on his plate. By the way, a good piece by Michael Loss in Sunday's paper about the Murray family.
Yeah, it was.
Some things I didn't know.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, that was a very good piece.
Yeah, it was. 319-366-1600 here on the Gym Class program on KGYM. We're going to talk some golf with you here in just a moment. In fact, as we get ready to talk to Bob Herrig and to get an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard from you, here's what we're going to do, Ben. We're going to do this right now. We're going to give somebody out there an opportunity before we talk golf to win some tickets to see golf. We've got a pair of passes and a one-day parking pass to see the John Deere Classic. It comes up June 29th through July the 3rd, and that will be at the TPC Deer Run over in the Quad Cities. Chance to see Zach Johnson, defending champion Lucas Glover, many, many more. Caller number six right now. You're going to pick that up at 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600. And we'll tell you about our winner after Mark gives us an Emil's Hideaway scoreboard update brought to you by Emil's Hideaway on First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids.
It's gone final at Veterans Memorial Stadium. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have defeated Dayton, the Eastern Division leaders in the Midwest League, 7-2 in a noon game. And battle of division leaders there. Cedar Rapids Washington softball, Scott.
Yeah.
Broke an 88-game losing streak last night, defeating Dubuque Wallert 9-6. And I feel so terrific for that program, those girls. It's not easy enduring 88 straight losses. That's for darn sure.
In summer heat.
Yeah.
With no one basically watching you. Good for them.
Major League Baseball, if you had the White Sox in the 13-run pool, you're a winner.
All it needed was Tony La Russa to get yelled at by the fan base, and now things are just peachy on the south side.
The White Sox have defeated Detroit 13-0. Just underway, scoreless, Minnesota and Seattle. In the bottom of the ninth inning, a 1-0 game. Miami leading Philadelphia 1-0. Houston on top of Texas 7-2. Middle of the seventh, break up the Astros. Cincinnati trying to catch the Chicago Cubs in the Central Division, leading early 1-0 against Arizona in the second inning. Also in the second inning, Kansas City on top of San Francisco 2-0. Originally not part of the scoreboard, but we want to send out a thanks to Wedge.
Wedge, yes.
One of our listeners. Tell us about the gift.
Wedge sent us a gift. Of course, last Friday we had Rick Riley on, the terrific author, the best-selling author, and is talking about his brand-new book, So Help Me Golf. He was at the Country Club on Monday night signing books. Wedge got us an autographed copy of the book.
And what did Rick write?
And sent it to us. He said, "For Scott and Mark, can I come on again? Rick Riley, CRCC22.
Of course you can, Rick.
You can always come on. And if you missed the Rick Riley interview, it was a good one on Friday. Go back and revisit that at our podcast, available at kgymradio.com. Just click on the Gym Class. You can also hear the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn and podcasts of that, as well as Spencer on Sports. Speaking of Spencer, tomorrow again, he will have an opportunity to pick up tickets to see the Cedar Rapids Colonels. So listen in between 2 and 3 with Spencer on Sports right here on KGYM. Congratulations to Steve from Robbins. He is our winner.
Enjoy it, Steve. It's a great time.
Yeah, it's a fun time and a fun tournament. No doubt about that. All right, we're going to take a break, come back, and we're going to get into Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. Bob Herrig, who is a terrific golf writer for Sports Illustrated, will be joining us. We'll talk U.S. Open. We'll look back at the LIV tournament and more when we return after this. You're listening to the Gym Class on KGYM.
Eastern Iowa weather on the Gym.
I'm meteorologist Rebecca Kopelman with your weather first forecast, and it is going to be hot and humid once again today with temperatures in the low 90s and heat index values in the triple digits. We are going to have thunderstorms coming into the area after 3 or 4 o'clock, some of which may be strong with gusty winds and large hail, as well as heavy rain. Storms will wind down by 9 p.m., then drier air will move in. It'll still be sunny to end the week with temperatures in the 80s, but the humidity will be a bit lower. That's your latest Iowa's News Now weather first forecast.
Good morning, boss.
Yeah. Now what's good about it? We're having computer problems again, and we can't get our work done.
Call the help desk?
You mean the hold desk?
Huh?
Every time I call, they put me on hold. Or tell me someone will call me back in a couple of hours. We don't have a couple of hours.
We need to get our work done. We need help now.
Oh, in that case, you need to call IT Solutions. They don't have a help desk.
Then how do we get help?
IT Solutions continually monitors their clients' networks so they find and fix over 70% of their technology problems before they interrupt the workflow. If your current IT company says they do that, then why do they need a hold desk for you to call to tell them about your technology problems? With IT Solutions, on the rare occasions their monitoring misses something, when you call, you get help now, never a hold desk.
We need to get our work done.
Learn more online at WeNeedHelpNow.com.
WeNeedHelpNow.com.
Join us for the Linn County Fair, June 22nd through the 26th. Bring your friends and family and have some fun at the place where great memories are made. Songwriter turned hit artist Mitchell Tenpenny takes the stage Thursday, June 23rd.
'Cause drunk me can't get over you.
He'll be joined by TikTok sensation Cooper Allen.
I get a little something on ice, but I'm JT.
Combination that's sure to delight. The show is sponsored by Kruger Seeds, Neighbor Insurance Nationwide, and Community Savings Bank. Gates open at 6 p.m. and the show starts at 7:30. For ticket information, go to thelinncountyfair.com. The fair is located in Central City, just 15 minutes north of Marion, June 22nd through 26th, with free daily parking. Sponsored by SPS Inc., Linn Newsletter, Iowa's News Now, CopyWorks, and MediaCom. Get all the details at thelinncountyfair.com and start your new family tradition at the Linn County Fair.
Every once in a while, something's bound to fall through the cracks. That's why Midwest One Bank created Overdraft Flex. With Flex, you avoid paying overdraft fees when you overdraw your checking by $50 or less. Just another way Midwest One Bank makes life easier. That's Midwest One Bank. And that's simply better banking. Learn more at midwestone.bank/overdraftflex. Consumer checking must be enrolled in overdraft privilege service. Qualifying conditions, restrictions, and standard overdraft collection procedures apply. Member FDIC.
Tune into the gym every weekday at 5 o'clock with Todd Brommelkamp and Alex Kuhn for Drive Time, driven by Linder Tire.
Back with you in the gym class here at KGYM. Thank you for joining us here on this Wednesday. Caddy Smack on the gym class as we talk golf. Brian Haas, our resident pro, will join us coming up in a little bit. Bob Herrick joining us, covers golf for Sports Illustrated, live from the U.S. Open outside of Boston. Plenty to discuss. And Bob, first of all, thanks for the time. I know these 2 weeks have been unbelievable for you, and hopefully in a good way this week when the U.S. Open. But let's look back to last week. You were over in London and caught up with the first event of the LIV Tour. All kinds of things to write about. What did you take away from London now that you've had some time to kind of look back upon it?
I guess the biggest takeaway is it's going to continue to be disruptive. You know, they're not going away. They've attracted some name players. It looks like they're going to get a few more. And, it continues to be a big topic of discussion no matter where we are, even at the U.S. Open. You know, it usually at a major, the major talk is about the tournament, you know, and a lot of the talk this week, understandably so, has been about that, especially since there's about 13 guys or so, I think, in this tournament who played last week. So it's going to be around, guys. I think we're going to have to sort of learn to live with it and see how it plays out.
I've been saying for a few days, like many others, Bob, that I'm going to be interested to see what the reception of these dozen or so players get from the Boston crowd. And it sounds like right now, in the last couple of days, Phil Mickelson has been treated pretty nicely.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's because the Boston fans have a reputation for being rough, but they're rough on the opponent to their team. You know, in this case, there is no team. You know, they're not. It's not the Warriors that Phil's playing against. You know, it's not the Celtics that Phil is playing against. The Warriors had it tough, right? The Red Sox opponents have it tough. At the Ryder Cup here, all those years ago, the Europeans were. It went over the line. Frankly, it got so bad. I don't think that'll be the case with Phil. Could there be an outlier or two? Could there be a few shouts? Could there be a few things that aren't pleasant? Possibly. But I don't think he's going to get booed. I don't think it's going to be anything overwhelming. He'll be mostly cheered. You know, people like Phil. People like Phil as the player. He's had a 30-year, you know, career. I would think if you don't like Phil, don't go watch him. You know, if you don't like what he's done, then don't go near him. I mean, that's perfectly logical. So, it's a great question. But I'd be curious, though. I mean, it's possible, but I'd be surprised if it became a real big thing.
USGA, in their news conference earlier today, Bob, I'm sure you were there taking part in it, but they said they let the LIV players in for this year. They were asked, is that going to be the case in the future? And they said, we don't know at this point. I think a lot of decisions lie with the USGA and Fred Ridley of the Masters. What say you?
If the majors were to band together and say, we are just going to not let these guys play in our tournaments, that would be huge for the PGA Tour and maybe for the game in general, because I think it's quite possible that it puts an end to that, because then those guys are just playing exhibitions with no historical context. Now, I'm not so sure they should do that or should want to do that. If these players find any avenue to world ranking points, whether it's the LIV events themselves getting them, whether it's them playing in Asian Tour events, and the Asian Tour is sanctioning the LIV golf events, so in theory they could jump over and play some Asian Tour events to get world ranking points, or maybe, you know, if the DP World Tour does not prohibit you from playing there, well, then they have a pathway into the majors, because all of the majors in some way or form use the world ranking. And do the majors not want to have the best players? Do the majors want to not have their past champions? You know, certainly in the case of the Masters. I just find that part of it fascinating. I mean, look, we might not like this, but do you ban somebody from playing in your tournament because you don't like what they're doing? I mean, they would need to have a higher calling than that. I think they would need to come out and say, we think this is bad for the game. We don't like where this is headed, and we are going to stand together. Now, they might be up for a lawsuit if that happens, because that's collusion. But nonetheless, that could be one way to keep them out. The other is, you just make the criteria so difficult that guys wouldn't be able to qualify. You know, like what if you just scrap the world rankings? You know, what if you, just didn't allow for that anymore? And that would be an issue, in which case they'd have to make it through the tours or through some other means, and that would be tough.
Let's talk about the matter at hand, and that is the U.S. Open, which begins tomorrow morning. And from what I've seen, what I've read, Bob, this course, steeped in history, places a premium on driving. No breaking news there with the U.S. Open, but does it favor really any one golfer, or is it the best ball striker?
Yeah, I don't think it favors anyone. I think that's the beauty of it. You know, I mean, certainly length is never a detriment, but I don't know that you're going to be able to bomb your way around it. You know, so guys have found a way to play out of the rough at these major tournaments in recent years. I mean, that's so is the rough penal? I don't think the rough is easy. You can't control it as well out of the rough, but the greens are small, and hitting a lot of greens is going to be huge, because if you can hit a lot of greens and even two putt par it to death, you know, I don't see the winning score being, you know, terribly, terribly low, 6-7 under maybe. It was 5-under at Southern Hills, and that place had wider fairways than this. So, I think a short player could win, because he could hit it in the fairway all day and not necessarily be that far behind a long hitter. I think chipping, of course, is important. You're going to miss greens. It's just inevitable. You got to get it close. You don't want to be spending your life making six-footers for par. So, I'm sort of intrigued to see what happens, because I just think it's a really cool golf course with a lot of neat aspects to it.
Well, it's old school golf. There are blind shots all over the place. They abound at the country club. And quite frankly, a lot of the players that are going to be teeing it up starting tomorrow are not used to blind shots.
No, they're not, you know, and they're not used to some of the deep rough they'll see around the greens too. It's, you know, Roy said it's a strategic course. You have to think your way around it. You have to come up with strategy. It's not just, you know, blast it off the tee and go find it. So, I'm somewhat intrigued by seeing how that all plays out.
Who do you like, if anybody?
I like JT. I mean, I just think he's playing great. You know, guys get on little runs in the game now, where they play well for a stretch. I mean, we've seen this a lot over the last few years. Last year, Rahm had a great run. So did Cantlay. Before that, it was Dustin Johnson. It didn't look like he could be beat. Justin Thomas won the PGA a week after playing very, very well in Dallas and coming close. And now, and that week, he went to Southern Hills before playing in Dallas and then nearly won, and then won the following week at the PGA. Last week, Thomas came here to get a practice round in at Brookline. You know, there's no hassles. You know, there's not the crowds. You get your work done. Then he went to the Canadian Open and nearly won. You know, he finished third. He was kind of shot for shot with Rory on Sunday. He was behind, made up the ground, and then had a mishap on 17 to fall back. But, you know, it was a good result. And then here he is playing the week before, playing pretty well, coming to a U.S. Open. So I kind of like him. I mean, it's hard to not like Rory. I mean, I think I'd like Rory going into every major, but it's nice that he's playing well. So, but of course, there's so many guys, and there's a lot of, you know, why would we think Rahm might not be up there, or or Morikawa, who's been a little quiet. There's plenty of guys I think that can make it interesting.
Hey, Bob, before we let you go in the 30 seconds here we got left, what would be more interesting or controversial, a LIV player winning on Sunday evening or somebody really against the LIV Tour?
I think a LIV player winning becomes more controversial and more impactful, because a win in a major like the U.S. Open gives you a 10-year exemption here and 5 years in the other majors. So then are the majors then going to turn around and not give you those exemptions because you're playing in the LIV Tour? It just kind of heightens the talk about that aspect of this. And that would again make LIV a big part of the story, which I think, you know, there's a segment of people that would love for it to just kind of go away for a little while and let's just play the U.S. Open.
Very true. Hey, Bob, appreciate the time. Thank you. Keep up the great work with Sports Illustrated. Have fun in Boston this weekend, and we'll talk to you soon.
Hey, thanks so much for having me, guys. Be well.
All right. Bob Herrig, who does a terrific job of covering golf for Sports Illustrated, joining us from the Country Club at Brookline as we get ready to actually play golf, Mark, and tee it up in the 122nd U.S. Open.
Yeah, and Bob's, in the last couple weeks, he's been at the forefront of everything that's happening in golf, the LIV Tour, and now the U.S. Open. And I think it's going to be a fascinating tournament.
I'm with you. I think it's going to be very, very fascinating. And
are we giving our picks later on?
Absolutely.
Okay. All right.
Absolutely. And I tell you what, first major in a while, Mark, that does not include Cedar Rapids native Zach Johnson. Not in the field, did not qualify for the United States Open. So might be there, though, because of his capacity as the Ryder Cup captain, but I'm not positive on that.
Yeah, no Iowans in the field that I know of. Sean McCarty out of Solon missed by one shot and couldn't secure an alternates spot. So while Sean came close, both he and Zach Johnson not in the field.
By the way, Justin on the text line, just coming from the Colonels game. What a game! Dingers and beers, boys. These guys are blank good. Thank you, Justin. Appreciate that. Coming up on 3:32 here on the Caddy Smack on the Gym Class, we're going to take a short break, come back. Our friend Brian Haas will join us. If you have a question about your game, tip you need from Brian, 319-366-1600. That's 319-366-1600 on the text line. You can also reach us via the phone line. Same number, 319-366-1600. Back with more Caddy Smack in the Gym Class after this.
Update your lighting with 11% off everything right now at Menards. Ultra-thin wafer downlights from Juno are the quickest option for new recessed lighting. They're easy to install anywhere without the need for recessed housing. Provide bright, energy-efficient light for any room in your home. Save 11% on all recessed lighting. Good through June 19th. Savings are a mail-in rebate. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Save big money at
Wild Rose Casino and Hotel invites you to the outdoor concert of the summer. It's Brushville.
'Cause I'm a beer drinking, preaching son of a gun.
Saturday, June 18th, it's a free admission, all-ages show with Brushville.
Over in the corner, there's a blue-eyed baby swaying to the music like, come on, take me home.
Part of the Backyard Bash Summer Concert Series, featuring food trucks, music, and more. Brushville at Wild Rose Casino and Hotel, Clinton. See more at wildroseresorts.com.
Welcome back to the Gym Class. Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Great to have you aboard as we take you through the 3 o'clock hour presented by DuPaco Community Credit Union. Check them out online at dupaco.com. Again, as far as the weather is concerned, we do have a little bit of rain starting to develop around the Cedar Rapids, Marion metro area. And there's a tornado watch that is in place. And that tornado watch moves through tonight for most of the northern half of the KGYM listening area. No warnings in effect right now. 319-366-1600. That is the text line. That is our phone line as well. That's 319-366-1600. If you would like to ask a question of our resident Caddy Smack pro, Brian Haas, who joins us now. Brian's he's working today, man. And you got lessons to give and improving people's games and all that fun stuff, don't you?
I do. I'm actually out at the practice facility at Pinkline today with Erica Holmberg. She's going to be a freshman at Drake this coming season.
Very good. Very nice. So good golfers up and down the line right there. We talked to Bob Herrig, Brian, and got his thoughts. He is covering the U.S. Open, of course. He was at the LIV Tour last week. But before we talk about that, the U.S. Open does get underway tomorrow. And like Mark said, first time in a while, we have not had an Iowan in the United States Open, or at least in a major, with Zach not being in this one.
Yeah, and Sean made a good effort at it. He was close. He was right there at the very end of getting in. And it's been a long time since we haven't had an Iowan playing in the U.S. Open.
Brian, somebody tweeted earlier this week, if you could start 50 under par, 5-0 under par, could you win the U.S. Open? And I think a guy like you could. I mean, that's what, maybe.
I would like to think I could anyway, for sure. I love that. That's a great challenge.
But I'm not so sure about me and Scott.
Yeah, you know, because it's, 72 holes, that's going to be the tough part at 50 under. And knowing where they're playing, I feel like it'll be single digits.
Yeah.
You know, I think it'll be 6-7, maybe on the high side, 8. And that would be a bunch of, you'd have to make a bunch of pars for sure, right, at 50.
You'd have to break 80. If you break 80 for four rounds, that gets you 10 under, and I think that I'd take 10 under right now. Bob Herrig said he's thinking probably 5, 6, 7 under is going to win it this week.
Right, I agree with you. That'd be about the number, just getting past that 80 point. Heck, I think even for a lot of club professionals, hitting that 80 number would be difficult.
Brian, what's your advice to golfers who are battling the heat this week and into next week?
Yeah, be careful, really. It's dangerous out here. Today is good because it's overcast and there's a good breeze, but that's still even more dangerous because if you don't keep hydrating, you don't realize how much water your body's missing. Because it feels cooler because of the cloud cover and breeze. So, yeah, keep hydrating. I have a bottle of water before I head out to the golf course, and then probably 2 or 3 while I'm playing.
I know people don't like to hear this, but this is not a terrific day to go out and pound about a six-pack as you're out there. That you can wait and have a couple drinks after your round in the air conditioning, right?
Yeah, definitely. And that's actually a little bit healthy for you when you get back in to go ahead and have one with a glass of water. It puts some carbs back in your body and will actually help you a little bit. While you're playing, no, that's a really bad idea this time of year.
Brian, I was watching some of the Golf Channel coverage today, and they were showing Scotty Scheffler around the greens, not on the tallest of rough, but in some rough. And he was experimenting with the toe of his putter. Now,
sure.
You could throw a wedge under the ball. You could use a hybrid. What's the reasoning behind that?
Well, what it does is it comes out with relatively no spin whatsoever and comes out low. And it almost runs out like a putt. And because there's no other material of the golf club making contact with the surface of the ground, he's purely hitting the ball. So it should just squirt out like a putt. So that's the purpose of it. It's not effective. You do have to practice it, that's for sure. It may not be effective for everybody, but it is definitely a good way to get off that. Sometimes there's that little lip on the fringe around the collar, and players get stuck up against it off the green, and that's a good spot to use that type of shot.
And not every putter works.
Yeah, right, right. Mud putter wouldn't work for that. You'd have to have a more traditional, we'll call it a Scotty Cameron, you know, plumber's neck kind of style, or the old Pin Answer style putter, you know, the typical blade putter, I guess, you know, in order to make that happen.
Yeah. Brian Haas joining us here as we talk golf. Caddy Smack in the Gym Class at 3:39 on this Wednesday here on KGYM. We are presented by DePaco Community Credit Union. And before we get back to the U.S. Open, did have a question from a friend of mine that he wanted me to pass along to you, and that is about, Mark was talking about chipping. This is also a chipping question, and that is the decision between going with a chip in the air or a chip on the ground. Is there one you should favor more, and is it all because of lie and just terrain that dictates things?
I think you'll hear from 98% of the golf professionals out there, they'll say, keep it on the ground at all costs. So if you can keep it low and running, you know, more similar to the putt, where you have minimum air time and maximum roll time, that's the most feasible shot and the shot that you'll do best at. Anytime you have to put it up in the air, that's way more difficult and a lot harder shot and requires a lot more skill and a lot more practice and time.
There you go. A lot more skill. It was not Mark that asked that question, by the way. Was not. Again, if you have a question for Brian, go ahead and text it, 319-366-1600, about your game. If you need a couple of pieces of advice, and we will pass that along to Brian, who joins us live from down at Finkbine today as we come your way with Caddy Smack on the Gym Class. And we talked with Bob Herrig a little bit, Brian, about the fact that the Country Club is a much different course than you see now. They would not build something like the Country Club in 2022. They didn't have the caterpillars. They didn't have the earth-moving equipment. And I think you're going to start. No one has really done so yet, but I think you might get a little bit of, I'm not going to say whining or anything like that, but just people talking about the fact that you got a lot of blind shots, up to 12 blind shots through 18 holes could be played at this course. And quite frankly, these under 30 players are not used to that. Heck, under 40 players are not used to that. It's going to be interesting.
Right, right. I just played in the Albia Pro-Am this last week, and there's a couple of blind shots there. I think there's at least three that you could not see the target whatsoever. And for me, I don't know, that reminds me a little bit of, you know, don't get hit by the clown's nose or the windmill. I like it, I don't like it. The reason I don't like it is in order to hit a shot close to the target, you need to be able to see the target. And as opposed to just estimate where that target is. So you end up playing a lot of golf where you're truly just trying to get into the middle of the green. So that'll keep the scores lower, higher. We're not going to see, players get 6, 7, 8, 9 under par because there's a number of holes that they just can't even see their target.
Have you seen the greatest game ever played, Brian?
I haven't.
Oh, you got to see.
Highly recommended. Francis Ouimet, the amateur who lived across the street.
Right. I do know about it.
All right, there you go. We're gonna play golf. We'll play 18, mm-hmm. and then we'll stick the movie in.
Right. Right. That would be good.
That would be. Brian joining us here, 319-366-1600. If you have a question on the text line for him, or just give us a call at 319-366-1600, a question about your game. And if you need a little bit of advice, a little help out there, equipment-wise, golf ball-wise, a little glitch in the game, whatever, we'll pass that along to Brian here on the Wednesday edition of the program. And we've gone now 10 minutes without mentioning the LIV Tour, so I guess that's bully for us.
Yeah, it's but, time though.
Yeah, it is. And Bob Herrig mentioning the fact that it's going to be very interesting to see not so much this year, but the USGA coming out today when asked the question point blank in their news conference. Do you see a day, maybe even next year, where you do not have certain players from other tours playing in this? And they said yes. did not deny that. And you hate to see that. I don't think this is good for golf, Brian, but I think this is going to get stickier and stickier before this thing is settled.
I think you're right. And it's unfortunate for sure. I get it. I understand why the players made the move. Some made it, you know, because they created other controversies, and others made it because that's going to be as much money as they've ever made in their career. That's a tough call for the player, right? You know, I got to say, if somebody offered me $10 million tomorrow, I'd probably take it. And it's life-altering and really generational-altering for their family. Outside of that, I also understand Rory when he says, you know, you're really kind of kicking the company or the PGA Tour that really gave them their start and gave them their livelihood, and you're not helping them, you know, by doing this. And I understand that as well. So it is a double-edged sword for sure. And, boy, I don't know how they're going to deal with that, because U.S. Open is an open. And I don't know how you can restrict people from going to qualify and playing the Open. And the same thing with, you know, the Masters is an invitational as well. And I think the only thing that isn't is maybe the PGA Championship.
Brian, 8593 in the text line, wonders if you have any advice on hitting a flop shot.
Sure. Avoid it at all costs. Yeah, so, you know, the biggest thing is I see a lot of players try to help the ball in the air, and it's really the down that creates the up. And ball position a little bit forward in your stance and get the face of the club a little bit right of your target to help add loft to your club. And it's really about taking the bounce of your club and bouncing that into the ground underneath that ball and allowing that bounce of the golf club, the bottom of the club, the sole, bounce and be the rudder to keep it up above the ground, you know, without digging, but yet still slide under the ball so the ball will go up. And I think the hardest thing is players don't understand that you actually have to be at least 50-50 or middle of your stance, if not leaning to the target a little bit, so you swing down at it. And so it will climb up that face a little bit. And keeping your hands back instead of forward so that you add as much loft to the club as you possibly can.
Avoid at all costs.
And avoid it at all costs, right? If you can do the bump and run and keep it on the ground, do so.
Well, and the
brings that H word into play.
Yeah. Well, the other thing it could do is you got it. You cannot hit the ball first on that shot, or it's going to launch well over your intended target.
Yeah. You're trying to slide the sole of the club under it, you know, quite a bit, and trying to keep the shaft more vertical as opposed to leaning toward the ball.
But you're going to see that shot coming up a ton as far as the U.S. Open is concerned. I don't think there's any event that has the flop shot come out more than the U.S. Open.
Right, I agree. The rough gets into that 4-6-inch world, and we're going to see some crazy up and down for sure.
There you go. All right, Brian, joining us here. We're going to take a short break, come back. We'll talk a little bit more about the U.S. Open. We'll throw a pick out. How's that? Mark, you got a pick?
I do.
Ready to go. Brian's going to get his pick ready to go. I got my pick ready to go. So these are three guys you want to avoid coming up that we will let you know about, that we will throw out there. Gaddy Smack in the Gym Class. More coming your way at 3:48 here on the Gym Class on KGYM.
This is an important notice to consumers facing $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or other unsecured debt. You're not required to pay it all back because there are special programs now in effect that will significantly reduce the amount you will owe if you qualify. This is not bankruptcy or a debt consolidation loan. These programs, which the credit card companies like to keep secret, exist to aid American consumers struggling with overwhelming credit card debt by offering tremendous savings and real debt relief. Accredited Debt Relief has established a special hotline for you to call and learn what savings you qualify for. They've helped qualify consumers with over $1 billion in debt and are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. So don't wait. Get the relief you need during these hard economic times. For this free information, call the Accredited Debt Relief Hotline now. Call 800-351-4242. 800-351-4242. That's 800-351-4242.
Making Moves is brought to you by LinkedIn Jobs.
In the 1974 preseason, Milwaukee Bucks center Kareem Abdul-Jabbar made it clear he wanted to move to a major city, specifically his hometown of New York City or Los Angeles. After a failed attempt by the New York Knicks, the Los Angeles Lakers and the Bucks agreed on a deal to send Kareem and his backup, Walt Wesley, to L.A. for four players. He went on to win five titles with the Lakers, as well as three regular season MVPs.
Build your winning team today. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports.
It's simple. When the right teams talk with the right players, good selections happen. And it's no different for your business. Because when you post a job for free, LinkedIn Jobs taps into a network of over 810 million professionals to find the right people for your role. LinkedIn Jobs helps you narrow down the most qualified candidates so you can start hiring the right people. Go to LinkedIn.com/sports to post your job for free. That's LinkedIn.com/sports. Terms and conditions apply.
Back on the Gym Class, Caddy Smack on the Gym Class here on KGYM. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday. Scott Unash, Mark Dukes, and our President Pro, Brian Haas, joining us here. And we'll get you Brian's website address for you to check out before we depart here on this Wednesday edition of the program. Is it you're not getting rained upon, are you, Brian? Whoop, we lost Brian. I think we got Brian back right now. There we go. Brian?
Sorry, I bumped the off. Yep.
That's all right. You're not getting rained on, are you?
No. It's beautiful here, actually. It's just overcast and breezy. We're seeing some 20, 25-mile-an-hour winds, maybe gusts of 30, though. So it's a tough conditions today.
That brings up a great question, by the way.
Yeah.
Practicing in wind. I am not apt to do that. Go to a range if it's a windy day, because if you go with a crosswind, you know, the ball's going to go left to right or right to left depending on the wind. If you hit balls with the wind, that gives you a very big false sense of security. A lot of people say hitting into the wind is the best thing. What do you say?
So practice day, definitely hitting downwind. If you need some good feelings about your golf swing, then definitely hit balls downwind, because it'll straighten everything out and you'll feel good about yourself. But if you really want to practice and see some of the issues that you're having, you do want to practice into the wind as much as you possibly can. A crosswind can cause a lot of issues. It makes you want to hit cuts and makes you want to hit hooks, that sort of thing, in order to combat the wind. But ultimately, practicing dead into the wind is your best result and gives you your true readings of what will happen to you on the golf course, because it's going to spin twice as much as it would, you know, if there was no wind whatsoever. So it's really let you know what's happening to your golf ball. I would avoid practicing a crosswind. If it was a crosswind day at the practice range and it was a heavy crosswind, I would really try not to practice that day. I'd work more on putting and chipping on a day like that than I would out hitting balls. And if that's the case and that's your only day to practice, try to get to the corner of the range and get an angle to where some of the wind isn't totally across you.
Before we get to our U.S. Open predictions, Brian, tell us what's going on, how you can help golfers, what's going on at Lake Sports.
Sure, thank you. Having a good start at Lake House Sports and out working with a lot of good juniors and getting them ready for college golf and high school players getting set up to start getting looks from college coaches. That's kind of what I do. I take players and change them and get them to a new level of play and give them that opportunity to play at that next level. So it's a lot of fun. Today I had a meeting about building another performance studio, so I'm really excited about that, and hopefully we can get that all put together and get that building started.
Very nice. Very, very nice. Hey, we should pass this along. We do have a severe thunderstorm warning that has now been issued by the National Weather Service. It goes until 4:45. It is for Dubuque County in northeastern Iowa, northwest Jones County, as well as eastern Delaware County and the very northeastern sliver of Linn County, and that goes until 4:45. Thunderstorm, severe thunderstorm located over Matzel Bridge Natural Area near Anamosa, moving to the northeast at about 50 miles per hour. So there you go, a little bit of weather information. All right, here we go. Three guys that are not going to win the U.S. Open.
Wow.
Brian, who do you like?
I'm going with JT, and I really hope he wins it. I realize he just won a PGA, and it's hard to win a couple majors in the same season, but I'm rooting for JT.
Okay, Mark?
I'm going to echo that. I think he's playing some of the best golf of his career, and I can't really pick Francis Ouimet to beat Harry Vardon in a playoff. So, but two guys I'm going to keep an eye on, Corey Connors and Sam Burns.
I like Sam Burns. You took my...
Yeah, that's a good choice, too. Sam Burns is a good sleeper for sure.
I like Sam Burns as my sleeper. If you can call a guy that's won multiple times this year a sleeper, but this is an iron course and short game course. And two guys that I really like, and they're not named Justin Thomas, that really hit good irons... Colin Morikawa and Xander Schauffele. I think one of those two guys, if you hold feet to the fire, I'm going to go with Xander to win his first major.
That was a good pick to go with Xander because I did watch on Golf WRX. Colin was talking about that he's struggling to get his club face square, and right now he's got a two-way miss.
Which is bad.
That is really bad, yeah. That is really bad.
All right. Hey, enjoy the U.S. Open, Brian, and we will talk again in a couple of weeks. Always good catching up with you, and we will talk more golf coming up with you.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
All right. Brian Haas, kind enough to join us. He's working today. He's down giving some lessons. LakeHouseSports.com, that is his website. He's down at Fink Pine today. So three of our four panelists, we'll throw Bob in there, have picked Justin Thomas.
Mm-hmm.
So I should run the other way with the guy on my team, right? No one picked Rory.
No, I could see him there. I could see Rom there.
Rom's not playing real good golf, though.
Yeah.
See, that's the thing that scares me about Morikawa. He's the best iron player on tour. He and Victor Hovland, probably two of the best, but they're not. Both of them are struggling a little bit right now. Yeah, we'll see. Could be Rory. Could be Justin Thomas. Could be
Max Homa.
Somebody we've never heard of. By the way, Justin Leonard, happy 50th birthday today. You think he's? I know he's doing some broadcasting. You think he might step foot on the Champions Tour a little bit? We'll see.
Got a lot of broadcasting obligations.
He does. He does. And Adam and the rest of the Bushwhackers on the Disc Golf League tonight, reminding us beer is 95% water. Thank you for that. Have fun on the golf course. Get out, play. And enjoy the U.S. Open. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk some off-season basketball with the coach, Kevin Lehman. A lot to talk about. Coaching moves, coaching changes, personnel changes, getting ready for the NBA draft, et cetera, et cetera. We'll talk about that and look at the game one of the NHL playoffs, Stanley Cup tonight, as well as first round of the U.S. Open. Mark, talk to you tomorrow.
Sounds good. Talk to you then.
Hi, I'm Flo from Progressive. You know me, I'm a huge football fan, but it can be stressful for us super fans. So Progressive is going to help take your mind off your team for a moment. Instead of thinking about how your team threw the wrong ball,